Fifth week, sixth day, the Divine Counselor. Perhaps with the analogy of the stereoscope, we can understand better the secret process by which the kingdom comes into manifestation on earth. Christ explained it perfectly in the Sermon on the Mount, and yet we often have difficulty in comprehending his full meaning. In the stereoscope, there are two miniature panes of optical glass through which one looks, not at just one picture, but at two pictures of the same scene. Yet the two are not taken from exactly the same point of view. One is taken a few paces to the right of the other. The two pictures are similar in that they represent the same scene, and yet dissimilar in that they are taken from separate standpoints. But in each case, two images merge, giving the effect of one. And when your eyes get into focus, or as Jesus put it, when your eye is single, you find that you are no longer looking at a flat view, but as it were through a doorway into a new world with heights and depths and shadows. Indeed, you may be tempted to step through the doorway and stroll down the country lane or city street that opens before you. In other words, a couple of two-dimensional pictures brought into focus under the principle of dynamic symmetry opened for you a three-dimensional world. Now, when two persons, a teacher and pupil, come together are in tune with each other, seeking a common goal in love and trust and joy, new vistas of the true, the beautiful, and the good open continually before them. Let Christ be your teacher and learn of him through his words, because you cannot stand just where he stood, but you will take your picture from a little different point of view. But because you are looking together, you will discover the realities of heaven right here on earth. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 and 30. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth.